we're back.
Now we're back.
We are live.
We are live. Okay, we are going to recess as Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors and convene as County Service Area 3. Move on to item 7, public comment. Any in the room? Any online?
Showing them online.
Thank you. We're going to move to item B, transfer of funds. County Service Area 3, $96,140.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Valenzuela?
Yes.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Director Oakman?
Aye. Minute approval, item C.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Director Oakman?
Aye. We'll adjourn as County Service Area 3 and convene as In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority. Item A, public comment. Any in the room? Any online?
Showing them online.
Thank you. Item B, consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
Just a sec. Ready. Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Director Oakman?
Aye. Item C, minute approval from November 18th.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Valenzuela?
Yep.
Director Haupt?
Aye.
Director Harris?
Aye.
Director Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Director Oakman?
Aye. We will adjourn as an In-Home Supportive Services Public Authority and reconvene as the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. Move on to item 10, appointments. And we need to talk about RC.
Yes.
Do these all at once? Or?
This is our annual appointment of a delegate and alternate to RCRC, Golden State Finance Authority, and also Golden State Connect Authority. Back in November 12th of 2024, Supervisor Cobbsett was appointed as delegate to RCRC as well as the GSFA, with Supervisor Ogren as appointed alternate to both. And also Supervisor Ogren, same date, Supervisor Ogren was appointed delegate and Supervisor Cobbsett was appointed as alternate to the Golden State Connect Authority Board of Directors. That would have been for 2025. And RCRC is seeking direction for this year, for the 2026.
I think we will opt to keep it the
I'm
same.
Willing to continue to serve. I chair the GSNR, which is under RCRC as well, and I'm vice chair on the RCRC Predatory Species Management Committee as well.
Then I'm willing to keep it the same as well.
Move to reappoint.
Second.
And would that be for all three then, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
And Supervisor Oakman?
Aye. Okay, and then
next one we have is ESJPA, which is also part of RCRC. Back in November of 24, Supervisor Cobbsett was appointed delegate and General Services Project Coordinator Emily Harper and Deputy Director of General Services Jessica Skillen were appointed as first and second alternates respectively. And I was informed that the request is for Ms. Harper and Ms. Skillen to be appointed the same for 2026.
Okay, do we have a...
appointing all three?
Yep.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Second.
Okay.
And that's to appoint Cobbsett and then the other two. Thank you. Alrighty. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Oakman?
Aye. Moving on to item 11, minute approval for November 18th.
Received no corrections for those.
Move to approve.
Second.
Cobbsett and
Haupt. However you want to take it.
Okay. Who made the motion?
Cobbsett.
There we go. And Haupt for second?
Yes.
Thank you. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Harris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Aye.
Supervisor Oakman?
Aye.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 12, we have one public hearing to increase carriage licenses by $2.
Yes, this is just a technicality. The state has already increased the fee. I believe it's effective January 1st. So this would be the county clerk's ordinance to come in line with what the state is amending, and this would be the first reading. I believe the second reading then can be on January 6th.
Okay, so we need to open the hearing. And just read the presentation. Is there a presentation of correspondence?
I see no correspondence for this item.
Presentation of reports, arguments of evidence by staff or other county departments or public agencies. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence in the room. Any online?
Showing none online.
Opponents, arguments, and or evidence, any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Public comments. Any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by proponents. Any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
Rebuttal by opponents. Any in the room? Any online?
Showing none online.
We will not close the hearing.
Thank you.
We'll have a second reading.
If we could continue that to January 6th of 26.
Okay. And discussion by members of the board? And we need to entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Harris.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobsett.
Aye.
And Supervisor Ogren.
Aye. Thank you. And with that, do we want to do board and staff reports now before we go into close? I think that would be a great idea.
I'll start just since I was spent a whole week down in San Jose with the California State Association of Counties. I'll give you some more feedback later. Joanne Johnson did a fantastic job and interviewed, met a lot of people in a lot of contexts. And I just want to say how impressed I am with her and her experience down there.
Thank you. Supervisor Help?
I'm going to pass.
Okay. Supervisor Harris?
On the 4th, I was in Reading for an economic development meeting. The 6th, I was at the Light Up Puerto Rico event, and on the 7th, I attended the Shasta Valley Producers Fall Social.
Supervisor Cobsett?
Let's see. I attended LTC meeting, chaired Golden State Natural Resources board meeting in Reading. In November, our assembly member Hadwick was in town November 20th through the 23rd. Had a couple of town halls, which I attended. Also, she was at the California Rifle and Pistol Association event that Saturday night before she left. Attended a meeting with Farm Bureau. Probably about it, I think, for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had the privilege of attending the DARE graduation on the 3rd at the Golden Eagle Charter School. That was fantastic. So fun. Then I chaired the COC advisory board meeting. Also on the 3rd, we had a North Coast Resource Partnership Resilience Ad Hoc Committee meeting. And then that's about it. A short week, long short week in between meetings. That's it. Let's go into closed session.